Tom Wilmer reporting.
Alan Apfel at the Castaneda Hotel in Las Vegas, New Mexico.
It's your hotel. You rebirthed it, didn't you?
Well, sort of. I mean, we're all stewards of these places. We have a time, and they're ours for a time, and we do our best to make them better than when we found them.
This hotel was abandoned for, what, close to 40 years?
Longer than that. Closed as a Harvey Hotel in the 1940s. Just had a very checkered, almost a century, and they bought it, yeah.
It was totally shuttered and boarded up when you bought it.
Well, there was one little tiny piece of the building that was bar. It was called the Nasty Casty because it was just filthy. The rest of the building was like Green Gables. It just kind of fell down around the woman who lived in the building.
Tell us about the original incarnation. This was a legendary hotel and it's when it was birthed.
Yeah, it was a Fred Harvey Hotel built by the Santa Fe Railway in 1898. When Santa Fe Railway was the biggest employer in the Southwest and Fred Harvey was the biggest hotel company in the country. And this was his first trackside hotel in the Southwest. So very, very important building historically. But, you know, when I found it was all just boarded up and about to be torn down.
But you have a background in reviving and birthing hotels and inns. Tell us for a moment about your other one.
I have a bunch of historic real estate. I take on these buildings that no one else will because they're just too hard or too expensive or too remote.
For you, you have no fear?
Well, of course I have fear.
It doesn't stop you.
it doesn't stop me. No, because it's a legacy, right? Mm-hmm. I've been fortunate in my life and, you know, this is what I can give back to these towns. So I started at La Posada in Windsor, Arizona.
Which that was closed too?
It was gutted by the Santa Fe Railway, closed to the public for 50 years, and now it's one of the most famous hotels in the Southwest.
Right on the Amtrak.
Yeah, so Amtrak stops there. I own the train station. Acres of beautiful gardens. Mary Colder's masterpiece, most famous American woman architect. That's where I started doing this, and you know, since then I've done a couple dozen buildings. So you know, I take on the orphans, the abandoned small places.
So are railroad hotels, are they one of your favorites?
You know, I have a real passion for Fred Harvey and the Santa Fe Railway. You know, I've lived on the Santa Fe Railway main line for the last 30 years. And there's plenty of these buildings. You know, there are great buildings all over the country falling down just from lack of care, lack of vision, lack of capital. So we're trying to show how you can use these great old buildings and architecture and art as a catalyst for economic development.
In the hotel here in Las Vegas, New Mexico, what was your vision going forward?
Las Vegas is a treasure trove. I think it's the most beautiful small town in the entire Southwest. It has more historic buildings per capita than any city in the entire country. There's almost 1,000 historic buildings here in a town of maybe 12,000 people, right?
Part of it was just the historic architecture throughout town that hooked you.
You know, Santa Fe has a plaza. There's three in Las Vegas, New Mexico, in this town of 12,000 people. So it's just physically really beautiful and historically remarkable. It was the territorial capital. This is where Jesse James met Billy the Kid. Doc Holliday's saloon was a block from this building. There's just so much history in this town. So I was just attracted to that. And here was this incredibly beautiful building and another hotel across town, the Plaza, which I also bought and restored, and thought maybe I could make a difference.
I love the Plaza. It is, it's like a time warp. And for how old it is, it's just maintained and retained. It hasn't corroded away at all.
It did.
Front facade?
Yeah. So people always say, oh, Alan, you were so lucky to get a building in such good condition. When in fact, the buildings were just ruins when I bought them.
Really? The stonework on the front was...
It was okay. But all the windows had to be rebuilt. When I bought the Plaza, it had been in bankruptcy for years, and nobody wanted it.
It was closed. It wasn't operating.
It was open, but it wasn't even paying a mortgage, let alone property taxes or anything else. So, I mean, it was in bankruptcy. So we had to spend millions of dollars on the infrastructure, on all the IT systems, rebuilding the kitchen. So it looks like it's been that way, but it's not.
Well, you tricked the eye.
Yeah, that's the real art of doing historic rehabilitation, is to be sensitive to the history while bringing it into the present day.
Talk about neighbors, the Plaza itself and around the block. It's such a historic neighborhood.
Yeah, so the Santa Fe Trail dead-ended on the Plaza in Las Vegas, New Mexico, and then went another direction down south and around to get up to Santa Fe. But Las Vegas was the first major city in New Mexico that the Santa Fe Trail came to. And that's why all the merchants set up here. So first in the 1860s, it was a big town because all the merchants in Santa Fe Trail.
When you left Missouri, you were on your own in the wilderness until you got here.
Yeah, just north of Las Vegas, New Mexico, Fort Union was the biggest U.S. military base west of the Mississippi because it was guarding all the freight going across the country on the Santa Fe Trail.
So this became a major hub.
Boomtown. Yeah, this was the biggest city in New Mexico for some time. And at one time, there were three trolley systems in the entire Southwest, Denver, El Paso, and Las Vegas, New Mexico. There was a mechanical electrical trolley that went from the train station where we are now all the way up to the plaza. And then the Santa Fe Railway had a spur line that went 4 miles from here all the way up to the Montezuma Castle, this incredible hot springs resort.
That blew me away. I had no clue that this massive historic castle was on a mountaintop.
The Santa Fe Railway in the 1870s decided they would build a hot springs resort, a huge hot springs resort. It was one of the biggest Queen Anne style buildings in the country because the best hot springs in the entire Southwest are in Las Vegas, New Mexico, and they're free. And so the building failed as a business. And the Baptists took it over for a while, and then the Jesuits ran it for a while. Now it's a private college, United War College. But the hot springs are still there, and they're free. And so when you drive up this canyon along the Gallinas, and you can sit in the hot springs, and it looks like Hogwarts. It's like this mirage of this incredible castle. And you can sit in the hot springs when the snow falls on you, and there's a castle.
And it's in relatively great shape.
One of the great buildings in the West. Private college now, so you can't go in the college, but you can go to the hot springs, and they're free.
Talk to us about the college, because that's really unique and distinctive.
So United World College, it's an international movement. It's called the baccalaureate degree. 2 years, so basically kids in the ending years of high school or the first years of college, and then you go on to, you know, an Ivy League or something else. So there's about between 200 and 230 kids in this beautiful college.
From how many countries?
80 countries. So they come from all over the world. So the idea is the kids are going to come here. They're all hyperachievers. So when you get depressed about kids being disengaged and you go to United World College, and they're just so there. It's just beautiful.
If your parents don't have money, it's not a deal breaker.
No, most of the kids are on scholarship. United World College, absolutely. Anybody, real achievers who want a spectacular education in an amazing place should look up United World College. So there are campuses in virtually every continent, and this is the only campus for United World College in the United States.
If you're a kid and you apply, you might not get this campus, right?
That's right. You apply to the United World College movement, so you could end up in Germany or Costa Rica or someplace else.
And are you involved with them on their board?
Yeah, well, I recently resigned, but I did a master plan for the campus to do some other renovation out there as well.
So now what are you working on?
Well, there are a number of important Harvey buildings that could be saved. I've been consulting with the city of Barstow on their spectacular building, the Casa Desierto.
Is that closed now?
It's closed. With the city of Clovis on theirs, which could be saved.
What's happening with Clovis?
Well, there's been some urban renewal along the Santa Fe line in Clovis.
But the Harvey is closed.
It's called the Gran Quivira is closed, and it's in dreadful shape. And the problem with these buildings, because most of them have been torn down. So we tried for years to get someone to save the one in Seligman, for example. And one day the railroad just knocked it down. Because the Santa Fe Railway owns them, it's a liability. So, you know, if you were their attorney, you would say, you better take that building down. So what we're hoping is that the city of Clovis will acquire that building, just like the city of Barstow acquired theirs. Now they got to figure out what to do with them.
So do you take your way out there and talk to them?
Yeah. I've done conceptual plans for both of those buildings. I did a conceptual plan for the Harvey House in Needles, California, the El Garcias. It's just something I do. I do it for free. You know, I want to help these towns save their buildings.
That's really cool. What fun. Well, I wish it wasn't so late because we could talk on and on.
Yeah.
To learn more about your world and the hotel here in Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Well, we're delighted that you guys came here because this is it's a sleeper town, you know. It really deserves to be better known. Historically, architecturally, culturally, it's a remarkable place.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, me too. Maybe you'll buy something here.
I would be tempted. I would. I'm like you. The historic architecture, priceless, classic.
Beautiful. Yeah, there's so much here.
To learn more about your world.
Well, each one of the properties has a website. So there's Plaza Hotel LVNM for Las Vegas, New Mexico, plazahotellvnm.com. There's castanedahotel.org. There's laposada.org. But if you go on any one of the sites, it'll link you to the other properties too. My name's Alan Affelt. I'm the owner of the Castaneda and Plaza Hotels in beautiful, historic Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Alan, thank you so much. This has been great.
Really a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Las Vegas, New Mexico. We see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York, and in fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.